Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation and Tourism, Volume 14, Number 1, Winter 2014. Sarah Nelson joins TBBL staff. Sarah Nelson is our new supervisor for the Reader Advisors. She just moved to Baton Rouge from the Houston area and started at the Talking Books and Braille Library in mid-October. Sarah earned a master's degree in library science from the University of North Texas in 2007 and graduated summa cum laude from Stephen F. Austin State University in 2000. Before coming to TBBL, she worked for the Harris County Public Library System and the Grand Prairie Public Library. Her favorite books are mysteries, and some of her favorite authors are Ann Perry, J.K. Rowling, and Rick Riordan. Still time to complete survey. Thanks to the patrons who have completed the 2013 TBBL survey, which appeared in the fall newsletter. If you have not completed the survey, please contact your reader advisor at 1-800-543-4702 or 225-342-0035, and they will assist you. BAR downloads growing. More than 700 Louisiana residents have registered for BARD and are downloading digital books. Of those registered for BARD, 13% are using the BARD mobile app to download and listen to books on their iPod, iPad, or iPhone. The BARD website has more than 50,000 digital books and magazines available for download 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A friend, relative, or caretaker can assist you with downloading books from BARD. You can register for BARD at https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nls. If you are already a BARD user, you can visit the iTunes Store to download the BARD mobile app at https://app://app/bard-mobile/id705229586. Library closings. Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 20th, 2014. Mardi Gras, Tuesday, March 4th, 2014. National Federation of the Blind 2014 Scholarship Program. To recognize achievement by blind scholars, the National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind college students in the United States and Puerto Rico the opportunity to win one of 30 merit-based national-level scholarships worth from $3,000 to $12,000. All scholarships awarded are based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Eligibility requirements. All applicants for these scholarships, 1, must be legally blind in both eyes, 2, must reside in the United States, the District of Columbia, or Puerto Rico, 3, must be pursuing or planning to pursue a full-time, post-secondary course of study in a degree program at a United States institution in the 2014 scholastic year, except that one scholarship may be given to a person employed full-time while attending school part-time, and 4, must participate in the entire NFB National Convention and in all of its scheduled scholarship program activities. In addition to a scholarship, each winner will receive assistance to attend the 2014 National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention at the Rosen Center Hotel in Orlando, Florida, July 1 through 6, departing July 7, providing an excellent opportunity for high-level networking with active blind persons in many different professions and occupations. The application deadline is March 31, 2014. For more information, please contact Chairperson Patty Chang, Esquire, at scholarships@nfb.org or 410-659-9314, extension 2415. Here is the mailing address. NFB Scholarship Program, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Upcoming conferences. Mark your calendars for two exciting National Federation for the Blind conferences in 2014. The NFB of Louisiana Convention is March 14th through 16th, 2014 in Baton Rouge. Please visit this link for more details. https://www.nfbla.org/pages/statecontention.html. The NFB's National Convention is July 1 through 6 in Orlando, Florida. Follow the link for complete details. https://nfb.org/national-convention. Tech tips. Here are the latest suggestions from NLS on how to get the optimum battery life out of your digital player. 1. Do leave your player plugged in if you can. 2. Do not completely run down the battery of the digital player. 3. Do not leave your player unused for long periods of time without having it plugged in. 4. Do not expect the battery to always recharge to the original 29 plus hours it reported when new. Anything greater than 12 hours is considered acceptable. 5. Do not be surprised if the charging time drops dramatically from one time to the next, especially if you have been using a flash drive instead of a cartridge. Blind Americans Equality Day. President Obama issued a presidential proclamation declaring October 15, 2013 as Blind Americans Equality Day. In the proclamation, Obama said, "Blind and visually impaired persons have always played an important role in American life and culture, and today we recommit to our goals of full access and opportunity." First audiobook available on GPO's Federal Digital System. The U.S. Government Printing Office, GPO, has made an audiobook available for the first time on the agency's Federal Digital System, FDSYS. Published by the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, the audiobook, Getting to Know the President, Intelligence Briefings of Presidential Candidates, 1952 through 2004, is a historical account of the information-sharing process between the intelligence community and presidential candidates and presidents-elect during campaigns and administration transitions. The audiobook is available in an MP3 format on FDSYS, a one-stop site to authentic, published government information. The print version of the book is also available through GPO's bookstore. This audiobook is another milestone for GPO in carrying out our mission of keeping America informed, said public printer Davita Vance Cooks. New and compelling titles are constantly added to FDSYS, and this audiobook is the latest example of how GPO is making government information available in different formats to the public. Visit the FDSYS website at http://www.gpo.gov/fdsys/. Louisiana Teacher in National Magazine. Crystal Guillory is a teacher of blind students here in Louisiana. She published an article in a recent issue of Future Reflections, which is a national magazine for parents and teachers of blind children. It is published quarterly by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults in partnership with the National Organization of Parents and Blind Children. Crystal is an advocate for Braille as a literacy tool for blind and visually impaired students. In her article, she discusses recent developments concerning Braille literacy on the national stage. You can read her article in the summer 2013 edition of Future Reflections. Here is the web address. https://nfb.org/images/nfb/publications /FR/FR32/3/FR320301.htm. Future Reflections covers the many topics surrounding blind children as they grow from birth through college. Each issue provides resources and information for parents and teachers, as well as a positive philosophy about blindness. Future Reflections is available free of charge to subscriber addresses in the U.S. in regular print, on USB thumb drive, via email, or online on the NFB website. To subscribe to Future Reflections in print or on USB thumb drive, send an email to nfbpublications@nfb.org. Include your preferred medium in the body. Please include your address, whether you are a parent of a blind child, and if so, include your child's name and birth date, a teacher, or other subscriber. Television listings available on NFB Newsline. Subscribers can now access television listings over this free phone and secure website service. This feature gives the subscriber the local channel scheduling information. Users can also customize the channel lineup to find out what is on their favorite channels. This information has not been readily available to the blind and visually impaired in a usable format in the past. Call the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, toll-free at 866-504-7300 for more information about the TV listings. If you are not signed up for NFB Newsline, contact your reader advisor at the Talking Books and Braille Library at 1-800-543-4702. Bestsellers Fiction. DB 76417, Life After Life, a Novel, by Kate Atkinson. DB 76456, The Hit, by David Baldacci. DB 76576, Whiskey Beach, by Nora Roberts. DB 76605, Nosferatu, a Novel, by Joe Hill. DB 76634, The Wanderer, by Robin Carr. DB 76784, Cuckoo's Calling, by Robert Galbraith. DB 76311, The Storyteller, a Novel, by Jody Picoult. DB 76375, The Burgess Boys, a Novel, by Elizabeth Strout. DB 76675, All That Is, a Novel, by James Salter. Bestsellers, Nonfiction. DB 76383, The Soundtrack of My Life, by Clive Davis. DB 76392, The Secrets of Happy Families, Improve Your Mornings, Rethink Family Dinner, Fight Smarter, Go Out and Play, and Much More, by Bruce Feiler. DB 76467, The Searchers, The Making of an American Legend, by Glenn Frankel. DB 76471, Out of Order, Stories from the History of the Supreme Court, by Sandra Day O'Connor. DB 76616, Mom and Me and Mom, by Maya Angelou. DB 76714, Unsinkable, a Memoir, by Debbie Reynolds. DB 77054, Ava Gardner, The Secret Conversations, by Peter Evans. DB 76532, Escape from Camp 14, One Man's Remarkable Odyssey from North Korea to Freedom in the West, by Blaine Harden. DB 76516, The Virgin Diet, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds, Just 7 Days, by J.J. Virgin. DB 76257, The Future 6 Drivers of Global Change, by Al Gore. New Children and Teens Digital Books. DB 75301, The Hardy Boys Mystery of the Whale Tattoo, by Franklin W. Dixon. DB 76165, The Apothecary, by Mail Malloy. DB DB76453, Strike 3, You're Dead by Josh Burke. DB75786, Julie Andrews' Treasury for All Seasons, Poems and Songs to Celebrate the Year. DB76334, Just Joking, 3,300 hilarious jokes about everything, including tongue twisters, riddles, and more. Books for Black History Month. DB76788, Hand Me My Traveling Shoes, In Search of Blind Willie McTell by Michael Gray. DB71033, The Ballad of Blind Tom by Deirdre O'Connell. DB76678, The Rebellious Life of Mrs. Rosa Parks by Jean Thea Harris. DB71032, Lift Every Voice, The NAACP and the Making of the Civil Rights Movement by Patricia Sullivan. Donations for Talking Books and Braille Library. The Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions: Kirk and Serena Jones, Don and Marilyn Hardy, and Beverly Jones, in memory of Mary Jane Fly Cahow; Joe and Jennifer Angier; George W. Pugh; Joyce Weber; Jane K. Willahan. The Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, since 1981, has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library Division of the State Library. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of the Talking Books and Braille Library, TBBL, within the State Library of Louisiana. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL's summer reading program, descriptive video collection, and supports volunteer efforts in this area. To make a tax-deductible donation, make checks payable to the Jones Foundation and mail your check to Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Telephone numbers. Toll-free 1-800-543-4702. Phone 225-342-0035. Fax 225-342-6817. Braille service 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Hours open to the public: Monday through Thursday, 8 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Friday, by telephone and email only. Library services: recorded books and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, descriptive videos, online catalog and barred download service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.